Welcome to Burrito Quest 2, the search for Salsa Bro, episode 16.
The chick was not Salsa Bro.
16, episode 16.
She was not.
Nor was the dude who worked there, his name was Chewy.
Where was this place, Ben? What was it called?
It's funny that you say his name is Chewy and we're going to eat beef cheek tonight.
This is from Los Tacos Mexicanos.
Los Tacos Mexicanos, they
are fairly authentic?
Probably a drug front. They sell a lot of crazy foods like tongue and cheek and...
Yes, we got cabeza.
Do they sell brain?
These are brain. No.
What about balls?
No,
I didn't see them.
No huevos.
These are cabeza burritos, which is, they put on the menu cheek. The cabeza translates to head. So we'll see how that goes.
Let's get our
We're joined tonight by
Jenny.
Hey.
The Higa.
What a greasy meat.
Oh man, that is greasy. That's a shiggy greasy. Let's see how the salsa goes.
Kind of getting some flashbacks of the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, the bear is dry.
On my first bite, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, but this kind of brisket style, and there's a lot of it.
Shredded.
Okay, we got some salsa on that shit. Look at that.
I'm going to try the green, you try the red.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right. The green has no real taste.
Don't prejudge it.
I already ate it.
Mm. Yeah, we don't really have any. Well, it has a little bit of heat, but it's barely there. The red's good?
It tastes like a smoky.
Mm.
So there's Los Tacos Mexicanos.
Uh-huh.
If you go,
okay.
Be aware.
All right.
That limited English is spoken.
Mm. Sure, they had to get Chewy to help me.
Good Lord. This is, I think, the greasiest burrito we've had.
You know, nobody else has greasy hands. It's just your hand, dude.
No, mine's really greasy. I'm so far managed to keep it inside. Now it's starting to drip out.
I like the red sauce.
What's up, Ben?
Nothing.
That's right.
What do you want from me?
They are kind of greasy, actually. Like it's like they took the bear and just poured a bunch of oil on it. They oiled up a bear and put it in the burrito.
You're kind
of
wishing we got the tongue.
Let's try this red sauce.
Smoky.
Now, I feel like a little bit of a puss for not getting the tongue, actually.
You know, I didn't want to say it, but I think Ben's a little bit of a puss for you not getting
it.
You're having a bit of a crisis there. Why is it such a slimy meat? Are beef cheeks slimy?
It's slow cooked,
I've had
dude.
Beef cheek before, and it wasn't... It was neither shredded nor slimy.
Break it down for us, Daniel.
This is probably stewed in its own juices. For it. So, like, if you put something in a crock pot, where's the fat going to go?
Into the crock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Into your mom?
No. It can't be absorbed into the crock. There's a special coating on that, Ben.
Oh, no.
Jenny, stop talking about people's moms.
Mel, they keep coming up.
This is actually not bad. It's just kind of, it's surprisingly adequate.
I really dig this salsa.
Yeah.
The red is good.
I would go back here, but I would get it something else.
Tongue, maybe?
No. Probably... El Pastor or something.
Their carnitas tacos look pretty good, too. I got those for Amy.
Yeah.
Oh! Balding.
All kinds of salad in there.
I know. You calm down. That's because I put some of that pico on there.
I know. Calm down.
Yeah. This is a mess.
I would say this is definitely the most authentic place that we have dined so far.
Really?
Yes.
I thought Princess Tacos was a little bit more in the way that, like...
It was about as greasy as this, actually, right?
It was,
right? Am I right?
You are so right.
No,
but in that it was also sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, way sketchier than this.
You didn't go with us to this place.
Is that the Mexican way?
Did they sell
sketchiness?
Beef so, cheek there?
So essentially, no, not that I know of.
How about tongue?
Essentially, they had it on
That's
the
true.
Menu.
That's true.
About five different kinds of meat. Carne adobada, carne pastor.
Carnitas. But prepared different ways. Like,
well, yeah. Taco, burrito, torta,
banjo,
sopa.
Flauta. So you can get them in all these different ways, but it's just the same damn thing over and over again. So they're kind of like a...
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That used to... It's a Taco Bell, dude. It's a Taco Bell that used to be over on Bouts right there.
Oh, really?
It used to be a Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my friend Chris worked there.
It was a pretty good Taco Bell.
I think I know the place you're talking about.
In the corner of Missouri and Solano.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Man, this is really drippy.
Man, mine's about to fall apart completely.
The beef is really indistinguishable from like a creamed beef. It's good.
If my hands it really reminds me of brisket, yo.
No, you're giving me shit.
You're failing. Your hands are slimy. Welcome to this machine.
There we go. Okay, so.
So anyways, it's. I want to tell you guys. I want to tell you guys a story.
We almost didn't get to do a burrito quest this week. It was almost not going to happen because of Dan.
Yeah, I have baby class. For the babies.
Yeah, have you had it already, or are you going to have it?
The class?
Mm-hmm.
I have one. That's tomorrow.
Is that all you get is one class?
Are you going to ace the
I guess I can go as many times as I wanted to. Ask me again in like 5 years.
Okay.
That's when the grades come out.
Okay. I can feel that.
And that's just the baby part.
Oh. How do you qualify?
Maybe 3 years.
I mean, can anybody go to baby class?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have to have a baby? Could me and Ben go with you tomorrow?
I don't think Carrie wants that to happen. Well, I need to learn stuff, not jackass around with you guys.
Well, me and Ben need to learn things, too. We could take turns. Like, you could be in front of me and be like, now push, Ben.
It's not Lamaze.
You don't even know what... I don't even know what that means.
It sounded French.
He could have said anything.
It's not birthing class.
Well,
it's childbirth education, but okay. It's not like
How do
that.
You educate a child?
First, they have brains.
Uh-huh. What are these brains?
You put things in the brains.
Scramble up, tell them to get a job.
Do you think we would have ordered brains if brains had been on the menu?
No.
Why not, guys?
Because that's how you get mad cow disease, dude. Ask Ben. He's got it.
Ben, do you have mad cow disease?
Probably.
Why?
You can't deliver blood.
It's true.
Because you were born in...
And if you lived in Britain during a certain period of time, you cannot donate blood because of mad cow disease.
Cows that have it, it's generally carried in like a neural tissue and...
That was the greasiest thing I've eaten in... I cannot remember the last time I ate something so greasy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. I think this is the greasiest burrito we've had.
That includes like Italian salad dressing.
I think if there have been more Princess Tacos than those tacos, you might think differently. But yes, that was the most amount of
I just don't remember when we had a burrito that, like, I was slipping while I was eating it, you know?
You probably don't want to do that. What you just did there.
What?
Wiped your face with your hand when your hand was glistening at night? Okay. That's cool. Your beard will clean it up for you.
Do I have some beard in the beard?
Not anymore, no.
No?
No.
Okay, so.
You just had a very shiny hand.
Look at that. That was,
Yeah, it's pretty...
Are you done?
You go around the table and criticize everybody in turn, Daniel?
What's wrong with your hands?
They're on your shirt. That's what's wrong with them.
Oh, damn! What just happened, Ben? Ben, you got a dirty shirt. You're a dirty boy.
Why did you get grease all over your shirt? Because you made fun of me.
That's a good question. You know, while I was eating that, I was thinking that it wasn't really awful.
I was thinking I'd like to go masturbate.
I was thinking, man, I could be spending my time better. But, I mean, in hindsight, it was really gross. Nut. Like, I can still taste the grease in my mouth.
I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't bad, the grease is...
I can taste the promise in that food.
The promise of what?
Of a good...
Of greasy
of
shits.
A better burrito.
Well, hold on. The flavor wasn't bad. The flavor was pretty good.
Yeah.
Salsa was pretty good. The texture of the meat kind of got a little wiggy on me.
Oh, yeah, it was too much like the bear.
It kind of tasted like hair. At some points.
There's hair on cow cheeks, so maybe there isn't.
Started, you know what I mean?
I didn't think it was anything like the bear. The bear was like a dry, clungy...
Clungy?
Blocked up.
You're just making up words.
Clungy?
Grungy.
I veto that per Scrabble rules.
Clumby.
Clungy.
Frungle.
It was a clungy frungle.
He's trying to make up colors, actually. Not even adjectives.
Well, that's a very clungy shirt you have on. What the fuck does that mean?
I'm having a seizure. You guys aren't helping.
It's kind of gray.
It's kind of grumpy.
You having an oil grease seizure?
Grunty.
But what I think is that if you order something that's prepared a little different, like not a slow-cooked meat there, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that's got a lot of its connective tissue.
Okay.
You're cooking it slow over a long amount of time. It's all going to stay with it. You're not going
to
drain
that off.
I'm
going to break it down to you. I'm going to ask you a question. What if you found a tooth? A cow tooth.
Well, it comes from cheek meat, dude. What are you going to do? I found something that was hard. I didn't look at it. I just put it down and kept eating.
Okay.
Why didn't you could bring it out
it's probably
though?
A human.
Jenny, Ben, what's you guys found teeth in this burrito? Like, would you stop eating the teeth burrito, or would you be like, well, should have expected? Would you go the Dan route? Eat it.
No,
not worry.
I don't think I can finish.
Pusses.
No, like, a tooth, after a tooth.
A tooth is a get out of burrito quest.
I mean, especially
card.
If it were.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, is it my tooth?
Ben, it sounds like you're not.
No,
dedicated.
It's a cow tooth.
Who knows whose
tooth
it is, Ben?
Huge.
It could be anybody's tooth, really.
Is it a human tooth? Some tooth fell into the
well,
thing.
Well, Ben. But if it cooks for long enough, I mean, it's sterile.
Let's ask Ben. If you found a human tooth in your burrito, would you quit for the night?
Is Why are we
tooth?
Even having this conversation?
If it were gold.
Ben, if it were your tooth in
if
the
my
burrito?
Tooth, I would keep on eating the burrito after I made sure my mouth was gone.
Okay, but what if it was
nope.
somebody else's tooth?
No.
Like, you'd just stop?
I would put the burrito
because that's probably human cheek you're eating. I mean, you really would have mad
Humans
cow
are greasy.
Was that the whole setup?
Wait.
Oh, I want to eat more of it now.
Yeah, that was pretty lame setup.
I wasn't a setup, I was just generally
but
curious.
Hey, dude, don't get mad because your setup was lame.
Setup to what?
To your stupid joke.
We it's not a joke. I generally want to know.
We all heard it, and it's not funny.
Daniel?
I smiled. I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, it's a funny question, but there's no joke. There's no punchline.
You're a joke.
Your mom's a joke.
Back to this burrito, since that's what we're supposed to be talking about anyway.
Whatever.
All in all, yeah, questionable.
Questionable.
The only flavor was fat.
There's beans at the bottom of it. That I got.
Those are fat.
Those
well,
are
yeah,
just
but I mean
globules
of fat beans.
There was beans around.
It wasn't
the
it.
Fat.
I mean, when I whenever I got a little chub. Hint of cilantro
that's
or something,
that
was nice.
That.
But
yeah. Well, that's what I mean. If they cook something that was chopped
beans,
up and then
yeah.
fried
fat
or
beans,
sautéed or
bean chub,
grilled, whatever.
This is pretty good.
Because it's not the meat.
I think
itself.
It would be
it's
a better.
Yeah, that's
gross.
A good. Do you think there's barbecue sauce in that?
No, it's like almost like a chipotle.
It had kind of a barbecue sauce.
It was smoked.
You take a shot of it.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be better than the burrito we just had.
So I can see the promise of their food. I don't want this either. Yeah, Alex isn't here. Nobody's doing shots of salsa.
Have you found a tooth in that salsa?
This is going to become a recurring burrito question.
No, but Ben put forth a valid question.
Filled with hate.
What is a get out of burrito quest free?
Tooth in your burrito. Is it get out of burrito first?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. I was just trying to break down the specifics.
Any
here.
Human body parts, I think.
Count. Well, yeah. Any.
Daniel. What if they're disposable human body parts?
Like hair.
Fingernails.
Yeah. Ew, no.
Stuff that just falls out. You can't help it.
That curse is more than the tooth.
I don't know if there was poop in it.
That's not a human body part.
It's a disposable. Now that's the setup. Ah!
I've been building towards poop for half an hour. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, like hair? Like
you're fucking morons.
Find a mustache. Or a...
An entire
you find
mustache.
A whole mustache in your burrito.
Like an eyebrow.
Oh, dude. How do you even do that?
Like a burrito
you just
full
grow
of
out
fingernails.
Like 4 or 5 years. I'm not
okay.
Not that long.
So.
Okay, whatever.
Who wants to rate it first? Because you're probably going to be the one. Whoever rates it first is going to be the one that rates it finding a tooth in your burrito. So who wants to take
I didn't
that
think
one?
It was that bad. Or good.
What will you rate this burrito?
Hot air balloons. Hot air balloons are a novelty of... What did you say? No. Say it for the fucking recording.
Yeah. What did I say? I said we've used that rating.
No, we haven't. We used balloons.
Hot air balloons, different animal than... Don't tell them how to rate.
A helium balloon is that it's not comparable, Ben.
Okay.
You gonna let me finish?
Let's go carry on.
I've flown in a hot air balloon.
Well, I haven't. So in my experience
in my reality
they're a novel
non-experience.
Aircraft.
In
my but they're kind of boring. Like okay. Every time I have to go to a hot air balloon festival, it's like, that's cool. This is still
done.
Boring.
You're bored by hot air balloons?
Are you excited?
Gradually.
They're neat.
Well, yeah, but,
well, but
for
how
long?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this was a
if
neat
burrito.
If you're
going
to
go hang around a hot air balloon,
this
how
was
long
a neat burrito because
about
it had
an
cheek.
Hour.
It had a cheek in it. It's kind of novel. We have never done anything like this before. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm over the cheek.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It's a burp
and
on my rating.
Right?
I hope you burp up a mustache or something.
In
Doc Dayho, you rate this burrito burping up a mustache. Can I rate Ben burping up a mustache?
You gotta rate him as a person that's burping,
burping up a mustache. Or a tooth or poop.
Ben, rate this burrito.
Monopoly. The board game.
Yeah.
I get it.
Monopoly's not cool.
What do you mean? Yeah, no, I think everybody gets your rating.
Yeah.
Unenthusiastic, right? It's like, oh, Monopoly. Hmm.
But it's like an enthusiasm that gradually turns into hatred.
The longer you play the game, and God that, fucking damn.
And then resentment. And then resentment.
Yeah. Okay.
And then shame and degradation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
As your debts pile up.
Monopoly.
No, I totally understand. That's a good reading.
I will rate it Dryer Lint.
That's pretty cool stuff, though.
What are you making animals out of it or something? What are you, pretty cool stuff. What do you do with it that's so cool?
You gotta take it out of the dryer.
And then what do? You eat it? You put it in burritos?
Throw it away? Yeah.
Make a mustache?
Right, exactly. It's a waste product. But, I mean, it's good because it's pulling all that shit off your clothes.
I'm not.
Dry. It has the promise of something greater.
Yes, it does. Dryer Lint.
It's the product of something greater.
There you go.
A cow's head is great.
Well, it's got a... Look at this.
It's got a lot of potential.
It's got to chew food with those cheeks to make a delicious steak.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah. And there's lots of cool stuff in the
cow. So it's a product of making delicious steak.
You think you got head cheese and you got eyeballs and stuff? You got tongue? Okay. Potentially awesome.
Jenny, what would you rate this?
Well,
the bar is very low right now.
It's like,
what are our ratings like?
Going to Chuck E. Cheese and jumping into the ball pit just to discover that its bottom is covered in bean dip.
Wow. You think you'd go get some chips?
I thought this was going to be kind of like, oh, this could be cool. It's something kind of weird, so technically it should be really, really good.
Wait.
I couldn't even finish it.
Like, how much bean dip?
A lot.
Because like that could be potentially bad.
Like a foot of bean dip.
Like, whoa!
Like if someone just spills some beans in there, and you're like, what the fuck is this in my shoe? But if it's like full
and
of beans.
And you're like, what the fuck,
yeah.
Beans?
Like,
yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying.
Be like, what the?
Somebody shit on this place.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be shitty beans.
She said bean dip.
Is it beans that come out of the bean plant or beans that come out of the
butt plant?
In relation
to this burrito, it's shitty beans.
Oh. And she said bean dip at first, right?
It's like you go,
that's like
oh,
you
yeah,
jump
but,
in there
oh,
and it's
God.
Like it's full of turd.
Yeah.
Before you taste it. Backed
up in the well, you know what would be bad? Because I was thinking it'd be like you jump in and it's like full of queso.
Expect
or
something exciting and you get something that's just kind of heavy and gross.
Yeah.
I was thinking bean, but...
And then you just go get like a bag of chips.
So your rating is somebody shit in the Chuck E. Cheese balls.
Only
that's
beans,
better,
though.
Yes.
Only beans.
Well, you know what? When I go to Peter Piper's, they'd be full with hypodermic needles. Mm-hmm. Like I'd jump in there, and there'd be like a hypodermic needle hanging out in the ball pit. Ugh.
That sounds like an urban.
I have AIDS. Just kidding.
So is Greffs.
Your rating is
I don't
shitty
like
bean
this
ball pit.
Anymore.
Oh, come
shitty
on, man. It's still
ball
fun.
Pit.
Shitty bean dip ball. That's good. Okay.
Shitty bean ball pit.
We accept your rating.
And your rap.
That's right.
And we should probably wrap this up.
Word.
Ribbity rap.
Don't get it.
Next week we might go to Las Trancas unless we can get an early burrito question, in which case we'll find one of these places that closes by 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do.
Probably Las Trancas for Wednesday or Monday.
Okay.
Or someday. So, you know,
we're going to do something.
Some
sometime.
Kind of some shit.
All right, burrito questers. Take it easy.
Adios.